teeth fixed, have we? Dr. Desmond will be right on you. Hold still, love. This won't hurt a bit.
As he straightens and as he pokes, he makes you cough and splatter. With his knee upon your chest, he tells you dirty jokes, yeah. He will ask for your life story, and when you try and answer, that's the part he likes the best, 'cause you're doing something gory. Are you sitting comfortably? Has your mouth gone numb? Then I start to worry, and I wonder what he's done. Are you sitting comfortably? Now please try to relax. I'd rather face a man than put on a baracky back. I live in terror of this from the dentist. Handles an extraction with a mixture of a grin. I live in terror of this from the dentist. Drive home the needle and the rum begins to spin.
No fine young British gentlemen were harmed during the recording of this segment.
Well, I've tried a few things in my time, but I never thought I'd be a dentist drawing teeth. Still, all my life I've been drawing something. For years I was drawing the dole, and before that I was drawing beer for me Uncle Joe. Ah, here's my first victim.
Oh, Mr. Dentist, take this tooth out quickly. It's killing me. Oh, yes.
Will you sit down, please, will you?
Oh.
Turned out nice again, doesn't it?
Oh,
I know what's the matter with you. You've got toothache, haven't you?
Get it out quickly, please. I'll go mad.
Sit down. Oh. Open your mouth, please. Now, let me see. Which one is it now?
I can't tell. It's one of these on this side.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Oh.
Never mind. I'll pull them out one by one, and then you can stop me when I get to the right one, you see.
Oh, be quick. This pain is terrible. It must be my wisdom tooth.
No, you haven't got a wisdom tooth, or you wouldn't come here.
Oh, hurry up.
This is no good rushing these things now.
Oh.
And we haven't mentioned terms yet.
Oh, I don't care about that.
No, but I do.
Oh.
Now, for an ordinary tooth, I charge 5 shillings. For a very painful one like yours, I charge 10 shillings.
Oh, all right, get it out.
Wait a moment, please. You see, I charge 10 shillings for one tooth, but I could do 3 for a pound, and that'll save you a bit, you see.
Oh, all right, well, this is my own. Come on, get it out.
This is my final offer. I'll pull the lot out for a couple of quid. There you are.
Oh, I'll go mad. Pull it out.
Are you sure you only want the one out?
Oh, yes.
Right, you are. Now, I'll just get my book of instructions. Let me see. Oh, it says here, grasp the instrument firmly in the right hand.
Oh.
Take a good grip of the tooth.
Oh.
Twist sharply.
Oh.
Then with a strong pull, the tooth should be extracted.
Oh,
that's easy enough, isn't it?
Oh.
Now, I wonder which is the right instrument. But I'll try this one first, and if it isn't the right one, we can always try the others, can't we? Here we go.
Ow! Ow! Oh! Oh!
No, that's the wrong one. I'll try this other one.
Oh!
No,
ow.
That's wrong. Here, I'll try this. I've got it. What's the matter?
That's my tongue.
Oh, well, just tuck it on one side, will you, please?
Please hurry up. This is worse than the war.
War? Were you in the war, then?
Oh, yes.
What were you, then?
Oh, a sergeant major in the Yorkshire Rifles. Oh, honey.
You were a sergeant major in the Yorkshire Rifles?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, I thought I knew your face. Oh. That was my regiment. Sergeant Major, were you? And you've got toothache.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh.
Listen, you gave me backache and feetache and heartache. And you've got toothache, have you?
Yeah,
you're going to enjoy yourself in a minute.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, what has that got to do with it?
Oh, you'll have to come back tomorrow. It's early closing today. Come in.
Good morning, Governor. This chair vacant?
Yes, sit down, will you, please?
Thanks. Haircut, please.
I beg your pardon?
Haircut. Get it well off the neck.
This is a dentist.
Sorry, I thought it was the barber's. Good morning.
Just a minute. Would you like a couple of teeth pulled out, sir, would you?
What for?
10 shillings.
Listen, if you gave me a tenner, you couldn't pull a tooth out of my jaw.
Why not?
Because I haven't got any.
Oh, I see. No teeth?
No teeth.
No one?
Not one.
Well, can I sell you some toothpaste, then?
You can't sell me anything. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Getting some funny customers, aren't we?
Good morning, Mr. Dentist.
Ah, good morning, lady. Good morning. Turned out nice again, hasn't it? Now, what can I do for you, lady?
Well, you see this tooth here?
The white one, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's been annoying me for the last few days. I think I ought to have it stopped.
Oh, I should have it stopped at once, lady. Oh, I wouldn't stand for that. How long have you had it, lady?
Oh, ever since I can remember.
Ah, well, there you are, you see. You see, you keep these teeth too long. They start taking liberties, you know. They think you can't do without them. I should have it out, lady, if I were you.
Oh, but it's right in the front. It would look awful.
Well, you can keep your mouth shut.
Oh, dear, will it hurt?
Hurt? Now, listen, lady, I can truthfully say I've never hurt anybody in my life. Now, you saw that gentleman going out as you came in, didn't you, lady? Well, he left this place without a tooth in his head.
And you didn't hurt him?
Not the tiniest bit, no.
I think I'll have it filled with gold.
Yes. Well, if you can manage to wait till Friday, I might fill it with copper, but not gold, lady.
Oh, dear, I'm so nervous. I think you'd better put me to sleep.
I beg your pardon, lady. I'm a dentist, not a nursemaid, you know.
Oh, but I'd like you to put me to sleep.
Oh, you can't sleep here. Oh, no, there's reason in everything. Supposing my wife came in. You wouldn't need your teeth pulling out then. She'd knock them out for you.
Oh, well, I think I'll have guests.
I'm sorry, lady. We've only got electric light. I'm very sorry.
Oh, dear, I'm so nervous. I couldn't let you pull it out without something. They would hear me shouting all over the street.
Oh, no, they wouldn't, lady. I've got a new idea, you know. I pull your teeth out to music, lady. It's a wonderful thing, and nobody will hear a sound.
Oh, very well. If you think it'll be all right.
Oh, it'll be quite all right. I'll just turn the music on, lady. Your tooth out, lady. Now, if you want a tooth out, I'm the man to do the job. I make it entertaining, and I only charge 10 bob. When I pull, I play a melody, and every time you yell and shout, it sounds like harmony.
Yeah. Your gums are on fire. You lack saliva. Believe me when I say that you have dental decay. 'Cause we have seen from the start,
the change in your plot. There is decay, and I don't want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a toothache.
Tell me why.
Strip mutants has low pH.
Tell me why. You're gonna hear them to say
that you have dental decay.
If you don't trust us, we'll check with prop tires, 'cause I know it's too late to arrest your dental decay.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a toothache.
Tell me why.
Strength mutants has blurred pH.
Tell me why.
You're gonna hear your dentist say
that you have dental decay.
Now I can drill the dentine till it's hard, like the way that it used to be. Yeah. My high-speed burgles, I feel it with cheese.
I see.
Is that the Pope chamber? Have I drilled too far? Too far.
Too far.
Too far.
Don't wanna hear you say.
But a toothache. Shred mutants has lower pH. You're gonna hear your dentist say you had dental decay.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a toothache.
Tell me why.
Shred mutants has lower pH.
Tell me why.
You're gonna that you have dental decay.
You know the drill. Like I told ya, you've got nothing to hide. Do you find my power too distressing? I'm gonna hold down your tongue, is that depressing? Don't bite little Susie, don't squirm little Ralph. It's perfectly natural to have a grown man's fingers in your mouth. I'm the reason the happy baby cries. Oh, it hurts to be a dentist. No, the cane can't dull the pain inside. The children hate me, little so-and-so. An Oreo. Every day I pray and pray for the hours to pass, so I can chill out with a gin and tonic and some nitrous gas. And my nightmares haunt me, punishment for my sinning. I dream that I'm in London and everybody's grinning. Hurts to be a dentist. I try to cure, but I'm called a curse. Oh, worse. Oh, it hurts to be a dentist. test. The tears are falling, more suction nerves. Hey pal, that root canal should have been a piece of cake, but I lost the groove and I removed tonsils by mistake. All the children want to rinse and spit on my grave. Oh, it sucks to be a dentist. Oh, oh. But it's better than a lawyer any day, any day. Hey,
oh, it hurts to be a dentist.
It really hurts now. Think I find pleasure in your pain.
Open wide, please. Looks all right to me. How does it feel?
Feels all right.
Have you had any trouble?
No trouble. It seems to have gone along very well.
Have you tried chewing on that side?
No, I haven't eaten at all. May I take my hat off?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
You know, you might just try chewing on that side occasionally. Not all the time, of course, but just once or twice to see whether it'll stay in. I think it's ready.
I think I will chew when I leave here. I think I go somewhere and just chew and chew and chew. I've wanted to chew. God knows I've wanted to chew, but I... Don't you see, I didn't dare.
Yes, I think I understand.
I thought, what if it would come out, you know, and it would be naked, open.
You know what's happening, don't you?
Yes, I think I do.
I never meant for it to happen.
No, nor did I.
You know, when you first came into my office and said those few sad words about the tiny tooth in the back of your mouth that was hurting you, I think I felt something for that tooth even then that I wasn't meant to feel. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know that when I first came into your office, when I saw you standing there so stern in your white smock, I thought, he loathed me for having a cavity.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It will disgust him,
no,
I thought.
No, it didn't, Reba. Not only that it was a cavity, because dentists understand these things, but because... No, because it was your cavity, and I think even then I loved it. There, I've said it. I do love you. Let's not talk about it for just a moment.
Do you know, when you looked in my mouth and said, it's rotten, I thought, nothing can happen now. And yet when you looked at me, you didn't look at me as though I were a woman with a rotten tooth. You looked at me as though I were me. And for the first time I knew who I was, me.
Oh, Reba, you know that when I looked into that mouth, that I do love now, when I first looked down into that mouth and I saw that you were English clear through, I think I knew then that something that I didn't mean to happen was going to happen.
Please don't, Adolf. I'm going to put my head on.
No, you don't have to go.
I've got something to tell you, Reba. I haven't told you before because there was no use. It seemed to me there was no sense upsetting you.
But now I have to tell you. I'm going away.
Away?
Yes. I've taken a job as a dentist in a leper colony. I think it's best.
I see.
They offered me the job several times, and I thought, no, I don't think I want to live with a lot of lepers. But now that this has happened, I think I've got to go.
I think it's the right choice. I think there are good lepers and bad lepers. I don't think you can lump them together. Adolf, I'm so glad you told me this, because when I found out what was happening, when I saw that Morris knew, he knows, you know, he does know.
Morris knows?
He's always known, I think.
Oh, I didn't want Morris to know, because I like Morris so very much.
He likes you, too. He likes you so much, more than me, I think. Sometimes he chuckles when he talks about you. I wanted us so very much to be happy, all three of us, but it can't be, can it?
I don't want to do this to Morris. I don't think it's right.
I'm going away, Adolf.
You too?
I'm going to Saudi Arabia to become a dental assistant. I've never been a dental assistant
Rita,
before,
Rita,
don't you
you know nothing about teeth.
I know, but I think I can learn, don't you see? I think that if I can teach one Saudi Arabian the rules of dental hygiene as I have learned them.
Oh, Reba, if it were possible, if I thought it could be that I have taught you something about teeth that you can pass on to Arabians.
Oh, Adolf, I know more about oral prophylactics now than I've ever known about anything.
Oh, Reba, then it hasn't been wasted.
No.
All that time in the rowboat talking about upper and lower and back and front.
No, I heard every word. Do you know, I always thought of myself as sort of a grey, stodgy kind of woman, a sort of English Oxford sort of woman. And inside, you know, I'm not that sort of woman.
No, I know you're not.
I'm a different kind of woman.
Oh, Reba.
I'm not just an English woman.
Oh, Reba, I know now that I'm going to make those lepers very happy. Because, do you see, because I'll be a happy dentist.
I hope that you make those lepers as happy as you've made this dental assist. I'm sorry. I'm crying, aren't I?
That's all right, Reba. I think every Englishman must cry just once or twice. Goodbye, Reba.
Goodbye, Adolf.
Okay, well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and open wide. This won't hurt a bit. This is the Bit Slap, of course. I'm KBC, your host, and this week, we're going to the dentist. You've been putting it off all this time. It's time. You can only put it off so long before it comes back to bite you, and today is that day. It can bite you. It has teeth. Your teeth are the question at hand. I've spent the month going to the dentist a lot. Not because I like to, but because, quite frankly, my dental insurance is going to expire in a couple of days. So I'm getting all this nice, comfortable stuff done now, so it doesn't come back and bite me in the future. We started with somebody named Trevor and Roger. That was a trip to Desmond the Dentist. A lot of the stuff today came out of YouTube. Nobody records songs about the dentist if they don't think they're going to get hits on YouTube. We heard from Sandy Powell after Trevor and Roger. That was Sandy the Dentist in two parts from about 1935. Following that, that's right, the Back Teeth Boys. You have dental decay. And I found a lot of very strange, somewhat humorous, somewhat not humorous things on YouTube. Apparently doctors have a very strange sense of humor. And yes, they are snickering at you as soon as you walk out of the office and out onto the street. We heard from Owen Edgerton, It Hurts to Be a Dentist. He apparently is a dentist. One of two singing dentists we're going to hear from today. And then we hear from Nichols and May, the second piano concerto, The Dentist, from their album Improvisation Set to Music from, I don't know, mid-60s or so. So, like I say, open wide. This is not going to hurt a bit, and you're going to be able to smile about it afterwards, and you're going to feel much better that you've gotten it out of the way. If you had a root canal you had planned, I'm here to tell you that, you know what, it's not really that bad. It's just a guy drilling a hole into your tooth, inserting very, very thin files. They're like pins, and they go down into your tooth, and he grinds away at all that organic matter just trying to file it out of there. It's not that painful at all. I had one a couple weeks ago. You know, I'd do it again if I could. Fortunately, I'm full of it, and I can't, because my insurance runs out. So I can say things like that because I know it. Nobody's going to hold it to me. So, open wide. We'll be back in a minute to make sure the dentist, make sure the Novocaine is still working. All right? Hang in there.
here's your tooth that's about to kill me. I ain't never had a toothache like this before.
Well, here's the dentist's office. Let's open the door and get on in there.
Come on in there with me now, Henry. Stick with me now.
Take off your hat now. Take off your hat.
Mm-mm. It sure do smell funny in here, don't it? It smells dangerous to me. I wonder where the dentist is.
There's a sign there that says take a seat. The dentist is busy. He's in that little office there.
Henry, I don't like the way it smells in here. I wonder where the dentist is now.
He's right there in that little office.
I wonder if the dentist is working on anybody. Listen here, Henry. Listen to that noise.
I believe the dentist is working on somebody.
Henry, you know what? Your tooth done stop aching. Ain't that funny? It don't ache a bit now.
There you go now. There you go.
Come on, yeah, Henry. Let's get out of here.
Sit back down that chair. Sit back down that chair. Shut up. There comes the dentist now with that man he's been working on. That dentist is a big man, too. Keep quiet now. Let's hear what he's got to say.
I'm mighty sorry, Mr. Miller, that I had to cut your jaw, but you've got soft teeth. And whenever I pull a tooth that's soft, it invariably breaks in half, and it becomes necessary for me to cut the jaw in order to get the roots out. That's all right, though. You'll be all right in a few weeks. Drop in tomorrow, and I'll give you another treatment. Good day, Mr. Miller.
Henry, that tooth don't stop aching. Let's get out of here.
Sit still. Sit still.
Something I can do for you, gentlemen?
I done had the toothache, doctor, but it done stop aching now.
Why don't you tell the doctor the truth? I'll tell you, doctor. He wants you to pull a tooth out for him. That's what he wants.
Doctor, I ain't so crazy about having you to pull it out, but I wish you'd put a few drops or something on it.
Well, step into my office here and have a seat in that chair.
Come on, you're with me, Henry. Stick with me now.
I was coming. Pick up your feet now. Pick up your feet.
Take a seat right there. That's
Doctor,
it.
I don't want you to pull the tooth. I believe because it done stop aching. I thought you might put something on it in case it start anymore. That's all.
Well, open your mouth now. Let me take a look at it.
It's right over here, Doctor. Here, right over here.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Uh-huh. That tooth will have to come out right away. And I'm afraid you've got soft teeth.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean I've got soft teeth, Doctor?
Well, some people have soft teeth that break in half when we pull them out, and I think you've got soft teeth. Now, wait a minute, and I'll pull it out for you.
No, sir, Doc, I don't believe I want you to pull it out today.
Well, that tooth ought to come out right now.
I don't believe I want you to pull it out today, though, Doc. I'll come back some other time.
Don't argue with the gentleman. Don't argue with the gentleman.
I can get that out for you in just a second. Now, open your mouth, and I'll shoot this needle in your gum.
Open your mouth wide.
That's it. Now, hold still.
Ah!
Now, there you are. You're all set. Now, hold your mouth open, and I'll get your friend here to help me out.
Don't hurt me now, Doctor. Take it easy, will you?
What do you want me to do, Doctor?
You hold his head. That's it. Now, open your mouth wide. Open it up. You won't feel it. Open your mouth a little wider. Now, you hold his head.
Shut up, shut up. What's the matter with you?
Now, hold still like get these forceps on that tooth. Ah, there you are. That's it. Ah, there it is. It's all over.
Did it break, Doctor? Did it break?
No, it all came out in one piece. There it is. Look at it.
Mm-mm. Ain't that something?
Now, little Johnny came to visit our office today. The day was going just great up until that time. We heard Johnny's mom from half a block away saying something like, "Don't bite the doctor this time." Mom dragged little Johnny to the treatment room. He screamed, "No way!" and kicked her in the knee. She shook him hard and threw him in my dental chair. And I thought, why is this happening to me? Johnny, we're so glad you came to see us today. Oh, little Johnny, we'll be gladder when you're gone away. By this time, little Johnny had started to cry and scream. I said, "Hi, Johnny, my name is Dr. Dave." Then Johnny cried even louder and started to kick his feet. And I said, "Come on, Johnny, please don't ruin this day." Oh, little Johnny, we're so glad you came to see us today. Oh, little Johnny, we'll be gladder when you're gone away. We got the nitrous oxide mask on Johnny's nose. I said, "Please please, Johnny, just breathe in and out. Johnny screamed, help me, Mom, they're hurting me. Right then I had no choice but hand over mouth. Oh, little Johnny, we're so glad you came to see us today. Oh, little Johnny, we'll be gladder when you're gone away. Well, we turned the gas up high. Johnny settled down. He opened up and let me check his mouth. Then little Johnny's smile turned back into a frown. And then suddenly Johnny's breakfast dog came out. Oh, little Johnny, we're so glad you came to see us today. Oh, little Johnny, we'll be gladder when you're gone away. Well, we cleaned Johnny up and gave him oxygen. We said his teeth are fine and gave him a toy. His mom said, thank you, doctor. We'll come back again. And Johnny, you were such a good boy. Oh, little Johnny, we're so glad you came to see us today. Oh, little Johnny, we'll be gladder when you're gone away. Oh, we'll be gladder when you're gone to stay. And hey, what am I treating kids for anyway?
Crazy than brave, and it's true that I don't care about showdown with the reaper is a bet that no one wins. And soon enough I know that I'll be paying for my sins. You can say that I'm a bad man who kills with gun or knife. You can say that I'm more crazy than brave. And it's true that I don't care about the wrong things that I've done. Cause a man's got to survive, so he better learn a trade.
Beautiful molars, lovely bicuspids. I'm Dr. Prentice, the painless dentist. By that what's meant is, it really doesn't hurt. This is Miss Klinger, you've met her finger. So open wide and Miss Klinger will squirt. Well, well, I say there, we've got decay there. Can't let it stay there and cause you all that pain. So now, Miss Klinger, remove your finger. And won't you hand me down my Novocaine? It's more work than I thought it was. My charge is gonna be large. Don't be unwilling. It's just a filling. I'm simply drilling to dig a little pit. Don't fight Miss Klinger or bite her finger. And now while I change the drill, you can spin. We hum while you're bleeding. It takes your mind off the things I grind on. Your gums are receding. You'll have to come back. We'll build that gum back. And now, if you will open wide, Miss Klinger's gonna put her whole darn fist inside. That's it. Now it's over. There'll be a puffiness around your cheeks. You'll have to eat soft food for 3 more weeks. And if you'll kindly stop those ghastly shrieks, I'm through. Beautiful molar, lovely bicuspid, my Dr. Prentice.
Okay, great. Yeah, you pop yourself up there. How are you doing anyway?
Very good, thank you.
Good, good. How's your mother?
She's very well.
How's your sister?
Yeah, she's also good.
Good, okay. I'm going to need to say R on the count of three, okay? So, 1, 2, 3.
They call me DJ, because I'm a dental hygienist.
I'm MC Lean, because my mouth is the cleanest.
Yo, I mean this.
Brace yourself.
I scrape plaque, I pop a needle in your face until smack, I drop a track.
Num gum.
I'm not done, stick out your tongue. I rinse and then I spit sick rhymes just for fun.
Number one.
Sick gum.
Because I brush twice daily.
Nah, I'm in the ear.
Because I brush twice daily.
Nah, you got a problem with your gums, mate.
What?
Your gums ache because you do not regulate your colon.
Well, if I'm running late, I might hesitate. I might aggravate my bite plate with chocolate. It makes me salivate. Oh, and I masticate, which may discolorate.
Very inappropriate.
So when you're not,
You don't need a machine. The dream team's part floss, part Listerine. Swish my wash.
Mouthwash.
So you can drop tracks clean.
Radio friendly.
Gosh, watch your oral hygiene.
Hey, I'm a lyrical Zeus, and I just wanna seduce the ladies, and I do it with my lyrical juice.
Yeah, well, your canine's loose, and you ain't got an excuse for all your dental misuse. So here's some choral abuse.
Being a dentist leaves a lady brain in my heart, and the pen is just the first, it's the start. And a apprentice takes the skills to learn the art. It takes a chance case, she got a girl to play the part. My perspective was your good, totally a dwarf. Irrespective, there's decay, I'm like a dog. I'm the bonus archaeologist in the bar. Me, I'm the dentist.
I must confess that I've done tests. I'm impressed. I'm interested in your fat oral conquest. Your oral distress, I'm gravely concerned. And I was faithless until now, but now the tables have turned. What's your secret?
Man, I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Cause I don't know. All I know is rap. When I'm spitting, spit is hitting the inside of my enamel. It enables all the syllables to detoxify my jowl.
Like a flannel.
And I channel all my diction to deliver hip-hop hypotheses for the panel to consider. Yo, I got the secret to a disinfected flow. Flipping floss is null and void. Pump up the stereo. My saliva is the driver of my hygiene regime. I'm fluorida. And it's my rap that keeps me clean.
Are you suggesting hip-hop helps attack unhealthy plaque?
Just drop remedial rhymes to beat bacteria back.
To be a dentist, you would part the line. You charge, you get insistent that your heart is out of line. You start dismissing the philosophies of Descartes. You never notice that your patient's kind of smart. You get reflective, it's as simple as undo. So I'm the most effective, it's a magical medical artifact. The fact that you require it to depart. No, what the dentist, just drop a crack and on the jaw.
My dentist is an awfully nice man. He fills my teeth with candy. But one day it's gonna hit the fan and things won't be so dandy. He never drills against my will and he never gives me no shots. He washes my mouth out with chocolate and he always laughs a lot. He tells me to enjoy myself and eat cookies, cakes, candies and pies. You know that I do my best, or at least you know I try. My sister too, she likes him, though she's much older than me. But still she loves the lollipops that he gives out for free. My dentist is an awfully nice man, who fills my teeth with candy. But one day it's gonna hit the fan and things won't be so dandy. He never drills against my will and he never gives me no shots. He washes my mouth out with chocolate and he always laughs a lot. Most kids my age, they go to the store and they wanna get a candy bar. But I say, mommy, got a toothache, and before I know it, we're in the car. My grandma, she thinks that he is nuts. She is so strong-willed. My daddy, he hates his guts because he pays the bills. My dentist is an awfully nice man. He fills my teeth with candy. One day it's gonna hit the fan and things won't be so dandy. It never drills against my will and it never gives me no shots. It washes my mouth out with chocolate and it always laughs a lot.
All right, how you holding up there? You feel anything? Any pain? All right, let me know. All right, we started that set with Sam and Henry, couple of vaudeville guys. That was called At the Dentist from God knows when. It could even be a recreation. I don't know. Little Johnny from David Lewis, the singing dentist. Our second singing dentist of the day. Song a day number 615 was I'm Going to the Dentist Again. And there are a bunch of those. I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually number 615. Broken Joe after that, Doc the Dentist, Alan Sherman from something on TV, the Painless Dentist song, Sam and Jack, the English hip-hop dentist, and Barry Lewis Pelisar. My dentist is an awfully nice man, and he is. His name is Mike Cahill. He's right here in Denville. He's extremely competent, very nice, and very, what do you want in a dentist? You want, like, compassion and, you know, care and concern? He's all that. And today I give a real shout-out to Dr. Cahill for taking good care of me this month. He's been at the front row of, let's see, three crowns, a cavity, a post, and God knows how many shots of Novocaine. And he's the one that sent me to get a root canal. He doesn't do root canals like this. I had a root canal on one of my back molars. Truthfully, one of the most uncomfortable experiences of my life. But not painful, just uncomfortable. You're lying on your back, and you've got your mouth open wider than is natural, with this thing that's keeping it open. And you've got this guy in there with those little pin-like files scraping up and down. And what he does is he scrapes out all the organic matter, the nerve, the soft part of your pulp. And it's not recommended. So the reason I'm telling you this is so you take care of your fucking teeth, all right? I'm spending more money than I possibly expect to make this year on these things. But I figure I'll have them for the rest of my life. Maybe another, 20, 25 years, so now that the world didn't end. So take care of your goddamn teeth, or they will go away, all right? So I'll just leave it at that. We come up to now the actual dentist set. All of these songs basically have the same title, either Dentist or the Dentist Song. So we'll leave that to you. I'll come back and tell you who they are and why, etc. in just a few minutes. But while you're waiting for this song, then go brush your teeth. Really a bad breath.
I go to the dentist regularly now. There was a time when I used to offend my mouth. Then my teeth started to offend me back. I tried to explain to the dentist that the big mistake that they make is they tell us to do something, then they do something else. For instance, dentists will tell you, please do not pick your cavity with a sharp metal object. So you try not to do that. Then when you get to their office and you open their mouth, the first thing they pull out is a hook made out of stainless steel, man. And they start pulling on your tooth harder than you ever would. Now, the first thing you hear, like, now, while he was doing that, I found out something about myself. I found out that if I was ever paralyzed from the knee down, I'd be able to walk with my behind. Because while he was doing that, I just kept going.
Will you sit up?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
Sit up. I beg your pardon. I didn't know.
Sit up. I'm sorry. Now he finishes that. Going to give you the needle. Now, regular doctors, when they give you a shot, they just go. That's it. Dentist, the needle is about 4 feet long. Dentists study gums and teeth. They know nothing about lips because they try to pull your lips out wide enough so that the truck can get in there. Now they hit the gum and they go in and they stay there for 2-3 days, man. And your brain is going, please hurry up, 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 please oh God, oh please hurry up, please hurry up, oh God, oh please hurry up, please, oh my God, oh please hurry up, please hurry up. And then he wants to talk to you.
You ever do any fishing?
Uh-huh.
Where do you usually go?
Yeah, I've been to Florida many times. Now, he doesn't know how much to give you. He's just looking for the needle to come out through the back of your head. Oh, Lord, she blows. Now they leave you in the room by yourself with this machine. And as a grown-up, I tell you, I've never felt so dumb in all my life as with this machine. Now, this machine is supposed to suck up your spit. I've been sucking up my own spit for 40 years. I have never tried to suck up my adenoids, my tonsils, and the root. This machine will suck your eyeballs out if you're not careful. And it's... And you sit there fighting it. Now they come back and take the thing out. Now the dentist is going to drill. But before he drills, you notice that the right side of your face feels like it's sliding off of your skull. You notice that your bottom lip is now in your lap. So you'd like to discuss this with him and get the truth. Did he hit a nerve and this is it for you for the rest of your life? Or what? So you say, I don't know what did he do.
Beg your pardon?
I'm kidding. I wonder reading about it might have said it.
About your what?
Might have said it.
What about it?
Well, it seems to be sliding off of the my skin. You see the skin is coming down off of the skull.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. You put the needle in my mouth and now my face is going. My bottom lip is hanging on the glove.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
Now he goes to work in your mouth. And you look up and you see and smell smoke coming out of your mouth. So you say, wait a minute, a minute.
What's the matter now?
Smoke!
Where?
Smoke that is coming out of my mouth.
I didn't see any more.
Yes. Of course you didn't see it. I saw it and I smelled it too.
Well, let me finish work.
No. What happened to the smoke?
All right, there won't be any smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now he drills some more.
And you hear him make a mistake.
Now to cover it up, they all say the same thing. Okay, rinse.
Ribbon. Did you ever tell me, ribbon? I don't have a bottom lip. And you ever tell me, ribbon? Harder, harder, harder.
Now you reach over and you grab one of these paper cups that they get on sale. You get about a million for a penny. Folded by people out of work. And just to show him, you put the water in your mouth and you shake. Water going on your ear, down in your lap, up your nose. You grab another one, you put the water in your mouth, you hold your lips and shake your head. Now you want to spit.
into this miniature toilet bowl. So you don't have a bottom lip, so you just open your mouth and let it all fall out. And you say, thank God for gravity. So now you would like to sit back, but you can't. Because hanging from your bottom lip is a long line, and you can't get it off your lip. Oh, you can get it off if you want to be gross about it, you know. Reach up, grab it, and throw it off. If you try to be cool, you want to shake it off. So you're shaking it, it's shaking over here, and it's shaking over there. You try to blow it off, and all you hear is... So you figure, maybe if you sit back, it'll snap in half. You sit back, now you got a line from the bowl to your bottom lip, and the dentist look at you and say, oh look, a rainbow. And they send you a bill for that. For making rainbows. Then you can't talk all day. You go to the parking lot to get your car. You want your car?
Yeah, Mr. Fleming.
What kind you got?
Oh, the red Chevy.
I used to make a little money pulling people's molars, but they complained so much I had to quit. They didn't mind the pulling and the yanking that I did, but that grinding wheel just made them throw a fit. It goes, and they start to scoot and lower in the chair. It goes, and they squirm around grabbing hunks of air. Give them gas, put them under, you'd suppose it'd make them tame, but the buzzing, whizzing, grinding, they can hear it just the same. It goes, and they look at me with murder in their heart. It goes, and I feel I'd better head for other parts. Once a feller came to see me, and he had a tooth to fill, and it hurt him like the mischief, so he said. But the gas just made him drowsy, and he wouldn't go to sleep, so I used my chisel mallet on his head. It goes, and he kept the scooting lower, lower, lower. It goes, and the first thing you know, he's on the floor. Then his wife came in the door, saw her husband underneath, throws me down on the floor, starts to grinding on my teeth. It goes, and I'm never gonna do it anymore. No more. And I'm taking down that sign above my door.
I had to go to the dentist, I had to go today. But don't you worry, worry, everything's okay, everything's okay. I had to have a tooth pulled, so they gave me a shot. Soon my mouth will be working fine, but right now it's not. Please don't call me any names, please don't make fun. It's not easy to sing when your mouth is numb. Everybody sing. I had to go to the dentist, had to go to the dentist, had to go today, had to go today. But don't you worry, worry, everything's okay, everything's okay. I had to have a tooth pulled, so they gave me a shot. Soon my mouth will be working fine, but right now it's not. Please don't call me any names, please don't make fun. It's not easy to sing when your mouth is numb. Please don't call me any names, please don't make fun. It's not easy to sing, so I'm glad I'm done.
lovely Ruth had a painful tooth and couldn't sleep the whole night long. She went to see the dentist to find out what was wrong. Out of breath and scared to death, he placed her in a chair. When he started drilling, putting in some filling, she loudly did declare, "Easy, mister, easy, mister, easy till I go to sleep. Now I'm willing, but it's killing when you start to drill too deep. If you're gonna hurt me, let me hold your hand. When you touch the root, it's more than I can stand. Easy, mister, easy, mister, easy till I go to sleep. Easy, mister, easy, mister, easy till I go to sleep. Now I'm willing, but it's killing when you start to drill too deep. Doctor, I have never felt this way before. Stop it, stop it, stop it, I can't bear anymore. Easy, mister, easy, mister, easy till I go to sleep. Easy, mister, easy, mister, easy till I go to sleep. Now I'm willing, but it's killing when you start to drill too deep. Put your drill away because it hurts like sin. Almost drives me crazy when you get it in. Easy, mister, easy, mister, easy till I go to sleep.
Wake up in the morning feeling kinda pissed. Dad secretly set an appointment for the dentist. There's no way I'm going, I'd do anything instead. Cause when you come to wake me up, good luck getting me out of bed. Begging for anxiety pills, haven't you seen their drills? Dad, think about all those bills, bills. Come on, you know I don't have to go. I probably just won't show. There's no way that you would know, no. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot, I'm sore. Hit the floor and I book it out the door. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot, I'm sore. The floor and I book it out the door. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Give me gas for time to pass and I won't feel a thing. I'm booking high and low for some painkillers to bring. And now I'm kinda getting scared and my stomach's all sour. My appointment, sad for me, is coming up in 1 hour. Begging for anxiety pills, haven't you seen their drills? Dad, think about all those bills, bills. Come on, you know I don't have to go. I probably just won't show. There's no way that you would know, no, no way that you would know. Please stop, don't wanna shut. Doctor, even if you're hot, I'm sore. Hit the floor and I book it out the door. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot, I'm sore. Hit the floor and I book it out the door. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. You drug me up, I float away. My heart, it pounds so slowly. With my eyes down, operate now. My heart 30 pounds so slowly. You drug me up, I float away. My heart it pounds so slowly. With my eyes down, operating now. My heart it pounds so slowly. Now please hurry up and do this before I start to freak out. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot, I'm sore. Hit the floor and I book it out the door. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot, I'm sore. Hit the floor and I book it out the door. Please stop, don't want a shot. Doctor, even if you're hot.
I needed some excitement in my otherwise boring life, so I let my dentist catch me cheating with his wife. I knew I'd made him angry, and I guessed that he'd be mad when his first punch chipped my front tooth. I knew things were looking bad. I had half a dozen cavities and a wisdom tooth. Never since I'd been a young man, I'd always gone to him. Now there's guys who jump from airplanes, and there's guys who fight with bears, and there's guys who cheat with their dentist wife and climb up in the chair like a hangman to a prisoner in some dark and dirty jail. I got a postcard saying checkup time the next day in the mail. And it tells me that he just ran out of gas and Novocaine as the drill bit hits a nerve that runs way back inside my brain. Oh, he said open wide as the motor started turning. That the wife says hi, was this a suicide or murder? It was worse than any nightmare. Both of my feet hit the ground like a jet plane hits the runway when I heard that awful sound. I could hear that driller turning. I was running for my life, but my lesson I am learning: don't cheat with your dentist wife.
Did by shooting puppies with a BB gun. I poisoned guppies, and when I was done, I'd found a pussycat ash in its head. That's when my mama said,
what did she say?
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist.
You'll be a dentist.
You'll have a talent for causing things pain.
Hey.
Son, be a dentist.
Son, be a dentist.
People will pay you to be inhumane.
Inhumane.
Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. You'll be a success.
Girls, the leader of the pack. Watch him suck up that gas. Oh my God. He's a dentist and he'll never ever be any good. Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade? Oh, that hurts. I'm not numb.
Oh, shut up, open wide, here I come. I am your death
and test and discretion.
And I enjoy the career that I picked.
Love it.
I am your death
and test and discretion.
I get off on the pain I inflict.
Really love it.
When I start extracting those molars, you girls will be screaming like hard rollers. Though it may cause my patients distress.
Somewhere
in heaven above me, I know that my mama's proud of me. Cause I'm a dentist and a success. Say ah.
Ah.
Say ah.
Ah.
Now spit.
All right, why don't you rinse? All right, and let me get Nurse Jersey to, she's got a little packet of dental stuff, a little toothbrush, some floss. You really should floss more often. And some sample of toothpaste. Take it home with you. Use it! We finished off that set. The thuddingly similar names set. Starting with Bill Cosby, Dentists. Classic routine from Bill. The Dentist Song. That's the one with the apostrophe S, Dentist Song, all right? That's Smiley Burnett. The Dentist Song from Bryant Odin. The Dentist Song from Faye Richmond. And the Dentist Song after that from Ariana. Ariana's on YouTube, and you can find more of her stuff. I think she's adorable. Look her up under AZNLVR44844. You'll find her. She's adorable. Fred Kohler, The Dentist Blues. And the original from The Little Shop of Horrors, Dentist. Alright, so I'm sorry it wasn't more painful. You know, you always go in there thinking, oh, this is going to be horrible, it's going to be awful. And when you get done, you're like, oh, it wasn't so bad, I could do that again. Well, maybe you will someday, because I have more stuff about teeth hidden, but we're not going to do that yet. We'll get to that some other time in the future when you least expect it, because that's how teeth are. They attack you. Coming up, a mystery tune. This is a real mystery. This thing comes right out of left field. You're not going to see this one coming. So I'll see you next week. I think we're going to do a grab bag edition next week. Have a nice Memorial Day weekend. Sorry that the world didn't end. I was in a good mood yesterday, so I decided to let you guys continue. So, see you next week. Bye.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
No
escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a dentist. Everyone hates me.
Because I'm easy come, easy go.
My crown's a little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter. Dentistry. I was only 21 and I thought it would be fun. 4 years of dental school was agony, but I always knew the best was yet to come. I studied, I really worked hard.
We worked his ass off.
I thought I'd be on Easy Street forever. I was wrong.
He was wrong.
But
does it really matter? The patients say I torture them, but they gag and spit and chew, make us clean up the chunks they blew. The entire staff bitches and thinks they're underpaid.
Pay us more!
But hey, $5 an hour sounds fine to me. I've been drilling for 20 years.
That really sucks now.
Now I'm about to cry. Times I feel I can go in tomorrow. I need to get out as soon as I can.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo, 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 Figaro,
Magnifico.
Is it my fault that nobody likes me?
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from his monstrosity.
I'm trapped in dentistry, please just let me go.
Please spill on.
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Please spill
on.
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Please spill
on.
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
We'll not let you go.
Let
him
go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
Now I really got to pee.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Patients cancel, they don't pay, they always no-show. Delta thinks that I'm gonna take their HMO. Oh, baby, dentistry's driving me crazy. I just gotta get out, I just gotta get right out of here. Next patient, that's one less tooth I'll see. It just no longer matters, just no longer matters to me. Dentistry can sure blow.